People Are Dying to Be Heard by Ben Marantz and read by Ben Marantz. Produced and distributed by SonataBop.com.
People are dying to be heard. I'm dying to be heard. You're dying to be heard. People you know are dying to be heard. And more importantly, people you don't know are dying to be heard. I want to talk to you about how we can listen, how in this world that seems so overwhelming at times, we can make a difference one conversation at a time. People are dying to be heard. And I love to talk about how we can listen to ourselves, to those we know, our friends, our coworkers, our loved ones, and most importantly, and I'll get to this later, to strangers, for they need to be heard the most. We go through our lives pushing and pushing to succeed and to get somewhere, sometimes missing the point that we're somewhere right now. So I want to talk to you about listening in the moment. What does it mean to be here now? Because the moment you heard at the beginning of this audiobook, it's gone already. The end of the audiobook? Well, we haven't gotten there yet. But when we listen in the moment, we're truly present. We can hear. Listening to yourself. You owe it to yourself to start here. How do you do this? Well, for me, it's very gentle and very simple. When I wake up in the morning, before I pick my head up off the pillow, I frequently will put my hand on my chest and I'll feel my heartbeat. I will feel the breath come in and out of my body, sometimes putting my fingers right under my nose or to my mouth, and being grateful for the fact that I've got another day. Check in with yourself. How are you feeling? Have you had a rough night of sleep or a great night of sleep? Are you looking forward to the day or are you dreading it? Listen to yourself. This is a simple way to do it. You know, some people meditate and some people talk to themselves, maybe in the car or on the way to work. But if meditation or yoga isn't the answer for you, perhaps I can offer you a simpler way to hear yourself. If you're looking to do it in a small, quick way, a couple minutes before the head is off the pillow, and we all have that time, and we can all take time to listen to ourselves. Now, how can I tell you to listen to anyone else if you haven't listened to yourself first? Listening to yourself is just a way to check in and see how you are, and you need to start here. Otherwise, to ask you to listen to anyone else, well, it would be a mistake, because you won't be present. And the whole goal I want to talk about is how you can be present for yourself and for your loved ones, for your spouse or your parents or your children, or for your friends or your coworkers, and for the strangers who you'll meet along your way. Knowing how you are doesn't necessarily mean you need to change anything. Sometimes listening to yourself is acknowledging that you're a little down, or you're in some sort of pain or anguish, or life isn't quite going the way you want it to. A very wise Native American friend of mine told me you're exactly where you are supposed to be. Trust his advice no matter where you're at. It's okay. If you hear that and you hear yourself, you're well on your way to wherever it is you're going. And by the way, this Native American friend of mine, his name is Bruce. He also says that you're exactly on time, no matter when you arrive. So trust that. Trust that you're on time, that your life is going the way it should. And don't worry so much about the expectations in your mind. Feel the reality in your heart. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to yourself. I gave this advice in a speech to a women's group in Milwaukee. During the speech, there was a woman who stared at me, and it was eerie how deep her eyes penetrated me. You know, I felt her presence more than I saw it. After the speech, she came up to me, and she said, "You know, I used to lay in bed at night, and I would listen to my husband's heartbeat. And he passed away a few months ago. And you know, I still lay in bed at night, and I hear his heartbeat." Tears fell down her cheeks and mine, and I held her as we wept. She thanked me for my story and my message, and I thanked her for hers. You see, you never know when others are listening and you're speaking, or when others are speaking and you're listening, where the connections are going to be made. But what we do in this world, it's all about the connections we make in the moments we have. It's not about grandiose achievements and accomplishments and lots of money and a big house. It's about how you get through the moments that you live. We have millions of moments in our lives. In fact, if you do the math, our average lifespan is a little under 80 years. That's 27,800 days. At 50 years old, as I speak to you now, that means I've lived about 17,000 of my days, and I can remember, but maybe 200 of them, and that's if I work really hard. But there are moments that I cherish, and when they're gone, I move on to new moments. In those moments, I listen. I had someone tell me recently, "You know, you always seem happy." Well, truth be told, I'm not. But when this person sees me, he tends to see me in a place I allow myself to enjoy my moment. I listen to myself, and it's contagious because others hear that in you when you're listening to yourself, and they pick up on it.